Kansaland Radio sports coverage continues with the Community National Bank Local High School Scoreboard Show. Stay tuned for tonight's area scores, stats, standings, recaps, and more. Sponsored by B&P Propane and Knotty Pine Oil Company of Holton, Knights of Columbus Insurance, Kirby Schmelsley, Blue Valley Technology, the Denison State Banks in Holton, Hoyt, Meriden, and Topeka, Honeyman Ford in Seneca, Ag Partners Cooperative, Sunflower Community Credit Union in Marysville, Ron Kirk's Body Shop in Holton, Lucard Chiropractic and Wellness of Sabetha, Giant Communications, McDonald's in Hiawatha and Seneca, Edward Jones in Hiawatha, Sabetha, and Holton, S&S Automotive in Seneca, and Commercial Tire Solutions. Now, the Community National Bank High School Scoreboard Show on the MSC Sports Radio Network with your host, Seth Tollison.
And a good Friday evening, Kansaland. Seth Tollison in with you now for the Community National Bank High School Scoreboard Show, our final scoreboard show here of 2021. As we get set for, again, a very good basketball season, as, again, tonight's games with a full slate of league games. If you look at my score sheet here, it's all divvied out. TVL games, Big 7 League games, NEKL, NCKL, and all of those games this early in the season, they're extremely important, especially the way some of these schedules work out for some of these teams, like Hiawatha, for example, especially the girls. They played some of the top-tier teams already and, again, have been able to win, so that sets them up good. You got to think, though, going into the Christmas break for all the teams here in Northeast Kansas, you don't want that letdown. You don't want that holiday, hey, how are things going? Whether you struggled here to start, again, the season here in 2021, headed into the second half of the season, or you've done really well and you're thinking, hey, we got this. You've got to keep working again during the winter break. Coaches are going to make sure, again, before they let those girls go or those guys go for the Christmas break, that they are set, mindsets ready to go for when we return in 2022 to continue this high school basketball season. It's been great so far. There's been a lot of great games. A lot of great games tonight on the radio, and we'll get you recaps from those games tonight on 92.1 KMZA. We'll have Brandon Tapman again, Justin Fluke, call the games between Hiawatha Holton tonight on 103.9 and the Holton channel. He'll have recaps from that. Of course, we got the Sabetha Jeff West doubleheader. We'll get you recaps from there. Also from Atchison tonight as they took on Rossville. Two Falls City teams in action tonight. Hopefully get a recap of one of those tonight from, again, Nebraska, north of the border. So we'll see if we can get one of those in here as well. So, again, some great games in Northeast Kansas tonight. Without further ado, let's get you what we've got. Again, if you do have a score that we don't have, we'd appreciate it if you gave us a call. Kirk Kilman would gladly answer the phone, and he would gladly take that score for you from you. The number is 1-888-907-2346. Again, that's 1-888-90-RADIO. And again, you can also send us at Kansaland Sports, or if you hashtag MSC Sports, if you're into the Twitter thing, you could do that. And again, just mention us with, again, a score and a final from whatever game it was you were at here in Northeast Kansas. We'd love to get that from you. Again, that's on Twitter as well. You can hashtag MSC Sports or, again, at Kansaland Sports. We would appreciate that very much. Again, like I said, scores we've got for you tonight. We'll start with the girls' finals tonight. This was a game heard on Care 93.7 out of Atchison, and it was the Lady Phoenix heading to Rossville, and it was all Lady Dogs in this one. 63-25 is your final score. We take a look at Twin Valley League final scores we've got for you tonight. Troy beats Blue Valley to get their first win of the season, 41-39. All Centralia Lady Panthers at home tonight. They take care of Washington County, 49-4. Centralia undefeated now at 4-0. Also undefeated in, again, the women's side of the Twin Valley League. Valley Heights, Lady Mustangs knock off Lady Mustangs. They defeat Donovan West tonight, 53-36. We mentioned the Big 7 League, full slate of games there tonight. Four games on tap, all eight teams facing off against another Big 7 League opponent. And tonight it was Nemaha Central over Royal Valley. Low scoring game here, but Nemaha Central gets a win. They are now 3-2. They defeat Royal Valley 35-25. The lone undefeated team in the Big 7 League still undefeated tonight, although Holton gave them everything they had. Hiawatha would jump out 6, 7, 8 points, get a little comfortable lead, and then Holton, boom, right back there. And they did that all game, including at the end of the game. Hiawatha had a 6-point lead, and then Holton was able to get it all the way back to within 1. Hiawatha would have 2 huge free throws with just seconds left, and they did a great job. Time management. Hiawatha holds on to win to get to 5-0 tonight. Again, this is a girls' final, 39-36, Redhawks over the Wildcats. Also tonight then in the Big 7 League, Riverside was at Perry LeCompton, and the Lady Cyclones win this one 41-30. They are 2-3 on the season. Perry LeCompton just 1-5 so far here in this young high school basketball season. In the Northeast Kansas League tonight, we've got 4 finals in, looking for just 1. Pleasant Ridge at Valley Falls. Don't have that one, but we have the other 4. ACCHS all over Horton tonight on the road. 62-33 is your final score. Lady Tigers 5-1 now on the year. McLeod tonight, they get their 2nd win of the season by defeating Oskaloosa by 10 in this one, 38-28, a final. And Jackson Heights, hey, they're 5-0. They knock off JCN 42-22. JCN, the Chargers fall to 2-3. And in the North Central Kansas League tonight, Marysville, they win big over Chapman on the road, 45-30. Marysville gets back to 500 at a record of 3-3. I mentioned a couple of scores then from north of the border in Nebraska. It's all Fighting Irish, as it's 53-24, Sacred Heart over Humboldt Table Rock Steiner. Again, your final score there. And also tonight, the Tigers of Falls City Public Schools, they defeat Plattsmouth 52-10, the final in that one. One other girls' final we've got in here for you. The Big 7 League, the other score I didn't quite have written down yet. Jeff West tonight over Sabetha. The final in this one is 45-24. Tigers get the road win. They get to above 500 with a 3-2 record, while Sabetha, with that loss, drops to 1-4. We do have just a few boys' finals, as again, ending here just a little early. Again, schedules don't quite match up the way they run JV games and gym availability, so we're running a little ahead of schedule carrying Big 7 League games tonight. But we do have several Big 7 League finals. Actually, we're missing just the Riverside-Perry LeCompton final, but we do have the others. And on 92.1 KMZA tonight, it is Royal Valley. They sneak out a win at home in a battle of unbeatens. A big matchup here tonight between the Central and the Panther, or Central and the Panthers, and it is Royal Valley. They get to 5-0, give the Thunder their first loss of the season. Royal Valley wins this one by 8, 61-53. Can't wait to hear from Brandon to get the recap on that big ball game in the Big 7 League. Score a little deceiving, but Holton nonetheless impressive tonight, especially offensively, and hits a bunch of free throws there to round out this one to run away with it over Hiawatha, as Holton and Hiawatha split in this doubleheader. Holton winning the boys game 68-52. With that, Holton gets to 4-1, while Hiawatha, their 2nd loss in a row, they fall to 3-2. Also tonight, we've got an undefeated team versus a team looking for their first win, and unfortunately for Jeff West, it's going to stay that way, as Sabetha still undefeated with a 53-25 victory for the Blue Jays. With that win tonight, that leaves Sabetha and Royal Valley both undefeated at 5-0, so that'll be a big matchup between the Panthers and the Blue Jays when they meet up again in 2022. One other score we've got for you, a final from Centralia, as it's the Panthers. They get the sweep over Washington County as they win the boys' game as well. Final score in that one, Panthers 48, Washington County 33. Hey, we've reached our first break. We're going to take it. Stay tuned. Coming up, we've got our Luker Chiropractic and Wellness game ball to pass out. We'll have a girls' game ball and a boys' game ball. Lots of nominees coming in already. We'll get to that coming up later in the Community National Bank High School Scoreboard Show.
Have you noticed that banking is this big corporate thing? To these mega banks, they're just an account number. And no one seems to even notice. You're so wrapped up in other things. Well, snap out of it! There's a movement to take back control. to take back financial freedom, to take back banking. Kasafa is checking that rewards you for doing everyday things that you're already doing anyway. So join the movement. Take back banking with Kasafa.
Ask for Kasafa at Community National Bank, member FDIC. Qualifications and rules apply. See institution for details.
Giant Communications has its origins for over 63 years as one of the earliest independent telecommunications companies in the state of Kansas. Giant Communications and its sister companies serve more than 7,000 business and residential customers in over 40 Kansas counties. Over the years, Giant has not become the biggest telecommunications provider in the state, but we've become the most dependable, offering TV, telephone, and internet for a few or a few hundred business employees. Contact Giant Communications or connect remotely at giantcom.net for all your telecommunications services.
With all the financial headlines, are you wondering if your retirement savings will last? The market's ups and downs can keep you guessing, especially if you're approaching retirement or considering it. If you have more questions than answers about what's next, your Edward Jones financial advisor can help you prepare for your journey. After all, retirement isn't the end of the trek, it's a new beginning. If you're looking for answers, call me, Shannon Wright in Holton, Jeff Russell in Sabetha, Brad Edwards in Hiawatha. Edward Jones, Making Sense of Investing, member SIPC.
Stop by McDonald's in Seneca or Hiawatha on your way to the game or on the ride home for a meal or just a snack. McDonald's has a variety of food and snacks to choose from on their menu, and you can get it all to go. Why cook before or after the game? Just stop in for your favorite drink or treat yourself to a McFlurry or an ice cream cone. Hungrier? Have a Big Mac, quarter pounder, or chicken nuggets. Whether you're headed to or from the game, stop by McDonald's in Hiawatha or Seneca.
GN Bank sends warm wishes to all families and friends during this holiday season. As a strong supporter of all area businesses, we encourage you to shop with our local merchants who offer a variety of products that cater to your personal wishes with many gifts, both practical and unique. It's the season for connecting with loved ones, helping those less fortunate, and supporting our local community. The GN Bank family wishes you a Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year. GN Bank, the best place to bank and borrow. Member FDIC.
And welcome back to the Community National Bank High School Scoreboard Show. Seth Olofsson here with you on this Friday evening. Kirk Kilman also in studio, manning the computer and phones, trying to find each and every score here throughout Northeast Kansas. A few more scores coming in. We appreciate those phone calls here tonight, as we do have, like I said, a few more scores. We're just going to quickly run down them here in this segment. We'll go down the girls' scores and then again the boys' scores. Also, stay tuned. Coming up, we've got recaps coming up here in just a bit from our area games of the week, our last recaps here of 2021, as we get set for, again, second, I guess, two-thirds of the season. This is not necessarily halfway through the season, but anyway, our little winter break before we get set again for some more exciting high school basketball coverage coming up in 2022. But again, let's take care of tonight. We'll start again with our girls' finals. Rossville tonight over Atchison, 63-25. As we take a look at the Twin Valley League, a two-point win and the first win of the season for the Lady Trojans of Troy. They beat Blue Valley tonight, 41-39. Centralia all over Washington County to get to 4-0. They win it big, 49-4. It is Valley Heights tonight. They're undefeated as well as they knock off Donovan West at home, 53-36. All finals in from the Big 7 League. Again, girls' finals here tonight. Riverside over Perry Lecompton by 11. They are 2-3 now with a 41-30 win on the road. Jeff West also a road win tonight at Sabetha as they knock off the Blue Jays in this one, 45-24. That heard on the Sabetha channel on MSCSports.net. On KMZA, 92.1 FM, a road win as well for Nemaha Central by 10 over Royal Valley. Low-scoring game here, but again, it's the Thunder winning this one, 35-25, and one home team in the Big 7 League was able to hold on and get the win, and that was Hiawatha, as they are the last undefeated team in the Big 7 League by tonight, a three-point margin over Holton, 39-36. In the Northeast Kansas League girls' finals tonight, ACCHS, they get a big win on the road as they're all over the Chargers, 62-33 this evening. Tigers now 5-1. McLeod tonight, 10-point winners over Oskaloosa, 38-28. And Jackson Heights tonight by 20 over JCN. Jackson Heights, the Lady Cobras are now 5-0 as they win tonight by a score of 42-22. In the North Central Kansas League, it's Marysville tonight. Winners by 15 over Chapman, 45-30. And up in Nebraska, Fall City Sacred Heart defeats HTRS 53-24, and it is the Tigers of Fall City over Plattsmouth. Big 52-10. Tigers win again at home. That is, again, a girls' final here tonight. Boys' finals, not as many of those. Hopefully we can get some of them here coming up here in the next couple of segments. We do have all of the Big 7 League scores except one, missing quite a few TVL scores, but like I mentioned, with Big 7 League games on the MSC Sports Network here tonight, we probably will be running a little bit ahead of schedule in comparison to both the Twin Valley League and the Northeast Kansas League, so hopefully we can run down those TVL finals here for you before we get off the air on the show. We do have one boys' final in the Twin Valley League. It is Centralia tonight over Washington County, 48-33. And a couple of Northeast Kansas League finals tonight. Oskaloosa and a couple of teams seeking out their first win. The Bears get it as they defeat McLeod 27-25. And then Jefferson County North, again, this is a boys' final. They remain undefeated with a 57-34 win over Jackson Heights. One game postponed tonight. Marysville, unfortunately, unable to play tonight. So that game between Marysville and Chapman in the North Central Kansas League had to be postponed. The Big 7 League scores I mentioned we have for you tonight. Royal Valley winners at home. They're undefeated, 61-53. They knock off Nemaha Central tonight in a battle of unbeatens going into this evening. It was Sabetha tonight. They are also still undefeated now at 5-0 as they defeat Jeff West 53-25 at home again in Sabetha. Holton goes on the road at Hiawatha, and they get a big win, 68-52, an offensive flurry there in the, again, second half for Holton as they run away with that one. A lot of free throws in the fourth quarter as well, and the Wildcats win this one 68-52 over the Redhawks. Again, those are all the scores I've got for you so far for the boys' side of my score sheet. But again, keep listening, and we'll have more of them as we take our second break. We'll also get you some recaps coming up and our Lucre Chiropractic and Wellness Game Ball recipients. We'll do that and much more on the way here on the Community National Bank High School Scoreboard Show.
We are having such a good hair day.
Selfie time!
Oh, that reminds me.
That's not a selfie.
I'm taking a picture of this check I just got. With my institution's mobile deposit app, the money goes straight into my free Kasafa checking account.
So, a check selfie?
A shelfie?
Oh, no, not a thing.
With state-of-the-art Kasafa checking, you get cash rewards and nationwide ATM withdrawal fee refunds every month you qualify.
Ask for Kasafa at Community National Bank, member FDIC. Qualifications and rules apply. See institution for details.
Are you an energy giver or an energy taker? At B&P Propane, we are creating a culture of positive energy. We are encouraging others to share a smile, not a frown. To open the door, not let someone down. We feel it's the responsibility of every business and citizen to be a part of the community by contributing to its local charities, schools, and churches. Yes, it's easier to have free delivery of gifts and food to your front door, but how does that energize community? Someone may need to see your smile and feel your handshake. Today, a local business may need that extra dollar to pay its employees and feed their families. Join B&P Propane in 2022 and let's be energy givers.
Hello, my name is Doreen, and I have been a patient of Dr. Lucre's for 7 years. Although I came to him for neck and back pain, he has also helped me physically, mentally, and spiritually. Initially, I was afraid, but after he treated me, I have been a new person, and I don't regret a minute of it. When my back is happy, I am happy. He has made my life better, and I have recommended Dr. Lucre to all of my family and friends, and would recommend Lucre Chiropractic and Wellness of Sabetha to you as well.
Grandpa sure does love deer season at Ron Kirk's Body Shop at Holton.
That's funny. I've never seen him out in a tree stand or with a gun, Colby.
Well, Hayden, I don't think he goes hunting, but deer season can sure bring more business to the body shop.
Oh dear, Colby. But you're right. Deer are very active this time of year. We hope you avoid any deer or winter accidents.
But if you happen to hit a deer with your vehicle, of course, we want you to take it to Grandpa at Ron Kirk's Body Shop in Holton.
He's been taking the dents out of accidents since 1983.
Denison State Bank, putting your interest at heart.
In the sports world, offense scores points, but defense wins championships. That's how we should all view our finances, too. Earning money puts points on the board, but saving money keeps you in the game. For a reliable teammate you can count on, turn to DSB.
Denison State Bank. putting your interests at heart.
Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
And welcome back to the Community National Bank High School Scoreboard Show here on this chilly Friday night out there in northeast Kansas. As again, the hardwoods heating up here this evening. Some big offensive games here tonight, including one down in Perry at Perry LeCompton. The Cause hosting Riverside tonight. Both teams coming into this one with a 500 record, both at 2-2 to start off the season. And the Cause tonight would put up 65 points tonight, and they will hold off Riverside 65-55. Again, two teams there, middle of the pack in the Big 7 League, and Perry gets a leg up tonight with that win over Riverside in the Big 7. Again, that a boys final just coming in. Another boys final that we just got in. Clifton Clyde tonight. The Eagles, they're still undefeated as they win at home tonight by 20 over Wetmore in the Twin Valley League. That final, Clifton Clyde 48, Wetmore 28. Well, let's take a look at our doubleheaders here tonight. We start with a game between Atchison and Rossville. It was Rossville winning the girls' game big tonight, 63-25. And at last check, Atchison-Rossville, the boys' game, very close. I believe Atchison had a big lead early, and then Rossville would come back in that one to make a game of it. But do not have the final. Hoping to get that one here for you soon, as the game, that game on Care 93.7 FM. Also tonight, still looking for finals from Axtell, as it is the Eagles tonight. They were hosting Lynn, and Axtell, again hosting Lynn, the Bulldogs. The girls were 1-2, the boys 2-1 for Axtell. And like I said, do not have either one of those finals here tonight. Elsewhere, though, in the Twin Valley League, we know Troy defeated Blue Valley by 2, 41-39, and we do not have that boys finals yet. Centralia, we know, got the sweep tonight, as it was Centralia girls winning 49-4. Centralia boys then would go on to win by 15 over Washington County, 48-33. We do have the boys final tonight for Clifton Clyde. They defeat Wetmore 48-28, but I do not have the girls final. So if you're headed home from that game, feel free to give us a call. Again, Clifton Clyde, the girls in that one, were undefeated at 3-0 heading into tonight's game. Donovan West and Valley Heights tonight. It is Valley Heights winning by a score of 53-36. And we know that the Donovan West Valley Heights boys game, believe in double overtime, as they're trying to get a winner in that one. But again, heading into extra periods, and it was Valley Heights, Donovan West knotted up after, again, one overtime. So they're still finishing up that one. Also still looking for the finals from Hanover and Onega tonight in the Twin Valley League. We do have all of the Big 7 League games in, of course. We've had several of those games on the MSC Sports Network tonight. Nemaha Central would win the girls' game at Royal Valley, 35-25, but then it was a split as Royal Valley, in a battle of unbeatens, would get the win 61-53. The Panthers improved to 5-0. And then at the Roundhouse in Hiawatha, another split in the Big 7 League, as it was Hiawatha winning the girls' game 39-36 in a close one, but Holton would get the boys' win 68-52 over the Red Hawks. Another split then in the Big 7 League tonight, as Jeff West would win the girls' game on the road 45-24, but it was the Blue Jays winning the nightcap 53-25. And again, just to round things out, another split then, as Riverside would win the girls' game over Perry LeCompton on the road 41-30, but it was Perry winning at home in the boys' game 65-55. In the Northeast Kansas League, looking for Valley Falls, Pleasant Ridge. I don't have either of those scores for both girls or boys. We do know that ACCHS in the girls' game knocked off Horton by a score of 62-33. The doubleheader tonight at McLouth saw the home team win the girls' game. The Bulldogs win this one 38-28 over the Bears of Oskaloosa. but it was Bears by two in the nightcap to get their first win of the season as they win it 27-25 over McLeod. Jackson Heights at JCN tonight. All Lady Cobras 42-22 as they are undefeated. And another undefeated team would be the Jefferson County North Boys as they win the nightcap at home 57-34 over Jackson Heights. We mentioned in Marysville, the boys unfortunately were unable to play tonight, so that game was postponed with Chapman. They did go ahead and sneak the girls game in tonight at 6 o'clock, and Marysville, the girls would win this one 45-30 over Chapman. And I mentioned we did have another couple of finals, girls finals from Nebraska. Don't have the boys finals. Don't have those quite yet, but we do know that the girls won at Sacred Heart. Fall City wins it 53-24 over HTRS, and then Fall City Public Schools, the girls win the game over Plattsmith by a final of 52-10. We did get the Atchison-Rossville final. Atchison would hold on for the win as the Phoenix knock off the Dogs of Rossville tonight by a final score of 49-40, the final in that one. So Atchison, the Phoenix, improved to 4-2 in that non-league game. Well, hey, we've reached our next break already. We're going to take that. Stay tuned. Again, coming up, we'll have, again, our recaps. We'll do that coming up in our next segment right here on the Community National Bank High School Scoreboard Show.
We are having such a good hair day.
Selfie time!
Oh, that reminds me.
That's not a selfie.
I'm taking a picture of this check I just got. With my institution's mobile deposit app, the money goes straight into my free Kasafa checking account.
So, a check selfie?
A selfie?
Oh, no, not a thing.
With state-of-the-art Kasafa checking, you get cash rewards and nationwide ATM withdrawal fee refunds every month you qualify.
Ask for Kasafa at Community National Bank, member FDIC. Qualifications and rules apply. See institution for details.
Giant Communications has its origins over 63 years ago as one of the earliest independent telecommunication companies in the state. Giant Communications and its sister companies serve more than 7,000 business and residential customers. Over the years, Giant hasn't become the biggest telecommunications provider in the state, but we've become the most dependable, offering business television, telephone, or internet for a few or a few hundred employees. Contact Giant Communications or connect remotely at giantcom.net for all your communication services.
Stop by McDonald's in Seneca or Hiawatha on your way to the game or on the ride home for a meal or just a snack. McDonald's has a variety of food and snacks to choose from on their menu, and you can get it all to go. Why cook before or after the game? Just stop in for your favorite drink or treat yourself to a McFlurry or an ice cream cone. Hungrier? Have a Big Mac, quarter pounder, or chicken nuggets. Whether you're headed to or from the game, stop by McDonald's in Hiawatha or Seneca.
Traditional IRAs, SEP IRAs, and Roth IRAs. Hello, this is Brad Edwards with Edward Jones. If you're wondering about the many investment choices in traditional Roth and SEP IRAs, including stocks, bonds, CDs, mutual funds, and annuities, please call or stop by and visit myself, Brad Edwards here in Hiawatha, Jeff Russell in Sabetha, or Shannon Wright in Holton. Edward Jones, making sense of investing. Member SIPC.
And welcome back as the Community National Bank High School School Board Show continues on here on a Friday night. Seth Tomlinson here with you. Kurt Kilman also in studio with me running down scores. Also getting several nominees here tonight for our Lukert Chiropractic and Wellness Game Ball recipients, as we'll pick both a girls outstanding player and a boys outstanding player. We'll do that coming up in our final segment of the show here this evening. First off, though, we're going to talk recaps, as we've got some games tonight on the MSC Sports Radio Network. I do have several Big 7 League games for you, and we're going to start off with those. And we're going to start off at Hoyt, Royal Valley tonight, hosting Nemaha Central. Again, a big game for the girls, both games at 500 at 2-2. And then both teams were undefeated going into the boys' game. With a recap from that one, here is Brandon Tatman.
In a Big 7 matchup to wrap up the 21 portion of the season, it was Royal Valley hosting Nemaha Central, a game you heard on 92.1 KMZA, the doubleheader with the girls and the boys. It was a split tonight from Royal Valley High School. Nemaha Central girls getting the win in game one, 35-25, and the Royal Valley boys victorious in game two, 61-53. In the girls' contest, offense was hard to come by in the first half. Nemaha Central led 13-10 after 16 minutes, but outscored Royal Valley 14-5 in the third, led 27-15 at that point. They would coast 35-25 the rest of the way and get the win. 14 points, 8 rebounds for Maddie Holthouse. Shanaqua Price was the leading scorer for Royal Valley, 7 points and 4 rebounds. Lady Thunder moved to 3-2, 2-1 in Big 7 league play. Lady Panthers dropped to 2-3 and 2-2 in league play. Very entertaining boys contest in the second game of the doubleheader. Royal Valley escapes a late surge from Nemaha Central, 61-53, the final score. Royal Valley jumped out to a hot, fast pace, got out to an early lead and led by as many as 16 in the first half. Ultimately, they led 34-21 at halftime, but Nemaha Central came roaring back. 13-8 advantage for the Thunder in quarter three, trailed 42-34 at the end of three. They battled back and got it back to within two late in the fourth, 55-53. They had an opportunity, actually a couple of opportunities, to either tie or take the lead, but ultimately a couple of poor possessions did the Thunder in as the Panthers would score the final 6 points, majority of it from the free throw line, to get the win, 61-53. Royal Valley, number 5 team in 3A, now 5-0, 4-0 in league play. Thunder, number 6 team in 3A, dropped their first, now 4-1, and 2-1 in league play. Mason Thomas, Brady Klotz, K.J. Miller, 100% of the scoring for the Panthers. 22 apiece from Thomas and Miller. Klotz with 17. Curtis Beck, the leading scorer for the Thunder. He had 20 points and 6 rebounds. Again, the finals tonight, Nemaha Central girls victorious 35-25, and the Royal Valley boys escape 61-53. I'm Brandon Tadman reporting for the High School Scoreboard Show here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
All right, thank you very much, Brandon. We'll head now to the Roundhouse in Hiawatha with a recap from Holton and Hiawatha. Here's Justin Fluke.
A big seven-league split on the final Friday in December for the Holton Wildcats and Hiawatha Redhawks. The girls' game much more competitive and close, with Hiawatha winning at 39-36. The Redhawks never trailed. Game tied at 6 and tied at 10, and Hiawatha never led by more than 8 points in the contest. They were up by 6 going into the fourth quarter and held on for a three-point win as a three by Holton at the buzzer fell short. Holton was led by Macy Patch with 14 points. Lindsay Wisdom added 10. Holton girls now 2-3 on the season. Hiawatha girls got 11 from Clara Lindstrom, including 3 threes. Darcy Lears added 10 points as the Hiawatha girls are undefeated now at 5-0. Holton had 18 turnovers in the loss, and Hiawatha made just enough free throws in the fourth quarter, including 6 of 12 in that final 8 minutes, and a couple big ones with 8 seconds left by Josie Delaney to seal the victory. In the boys' game, Holton led from start to finish, up 17-10 early and led by 8 at halftime. They stretched the lead to as many as 15 on a couple occasions in the second half, but only up 6 going into the fourth quarter. Holton put the game away with a 17-7 fourth quarter as they made 9 of 11 free throws. Hiawatha missed several opportunities on shots around the basket and fall to 3-2 with their second straight loss. Joel Bryan had 23 points for the Redhawks, and Jacob Rieger had a career night with 15, another senior in defeat. Holton boys now 4-1, and they had 5 guys score at least 9 points. Matthew Lairs led the way with 17. It was Tyson Snyder with 13, Jake Zeller 12, Jace Boswell 10, and Jalen Turner 9. Holton's highest scoring game of the season by far as they win it in the boys' game 68-52. Both teams done now until after the new year, as it was the Holton boys winning by 16. The Hiawatha girls stay undefeated. They win by 3. I'm Justin Fluke reporting for the MSC Sports Radio Network.
All right. Thank you very much, Justin. And one final recap tonight from the Big 7 League on the Sabetha Channel. The Blue Jays played host to the Tigers of Jeff West.
Game before the Christmas break, we would see the Tigers of Jeff West in town to take on the Blue Jays of Sabetha. The Lady Tigers and the Lady Jays would get things started, and the Lady Tigers get the win by a final score of 45-24. The Lady Tigers were led in scoring by senior Melanie Roney with 13 points, and Kristen Biltoft, another senior, chipped in 11 points as well for the Lady Tigers. Sabetha, they were led in scoring by Mary Lukert, the junior, with 12 points, and the senior Emily Krebs netted 4 points in the loss here this evening. The Lady Tigers of Jeff West made 5 3-pointers as a team, committed 10 turnovers in the win. The Spezza Lady Jays, they hit 5 3-pointers as well, and they committed 14 turnovers in the loss. The Lady Tigers, they're going to improve to 3-2 overall on the season and 3-1 in Big 7 league play. The Spezza Lady Jays will drop to 1-4 overall and go to 1-2 in league play, both teams going into the Christmas break here this evening. As far as the guys' game was concerned, Spezza, they would get off to an early rout here in this one, as it was 20-4 at the end of one quarter of play. At the halftime break, the boys for Spezza would be up 37-11. At end of the third quarter, it would be 50-17 Blue Jays, and Spezza would never look back, as it was 53-25 for your final here in this one. The Spezza Blue Jays in the win, they were led in scoring by junior Davis Roki. He had 13 points, Matthew Garber chipped in 12, and Marcus Bauman was the third leading scorer for the Blue Jays, as he had 10 here in the win. Spezza boys as a team had 8 turnovers, only hit 1 3-pointer, and went 9 of 20 from the charity stripe here in their 5th win on the year. The boys of Jeff West were led in scoring by Devin Watkins. He had 8 and went 2 of 4 at the free throw line. Gage Gall also chipped in 8 points in the loss. Jeff West as a team would commit 20 turnovers, hit 3 3-pointers, and go 2 of 7 from the free throw line. The Jeff West boys with the loss will go to 0-5 overall and 0-3 in league play. The Spezza boys, coming off a down year last year, will go to 5-0 overall to start this season and 3-0 overall in the league play going into Christmas break. So it was a split here in Spezza, Kansas, where we see the Jeff West girls going with the win to 3-2 overall, and the Spezza boys getting the win in the guys' game. 53-25 was the final in that one again, as the Spezza boys go to 5-0. Both teams will go into the Christmas break looking for a strong rest of the year. For the MSC Sports Radio Network, I'm Logan Bitterman.
All right, thank you very much, Logan. As, again, the other Big 7 League doubleheader tonight saw Perry LeCompton hosting Riverside, and this one was Riverside winning the girls' game 41-30, and then in the nightcap, Perry LeCompton would get the 10-point win, 65-55. It is Perry improving to 3-3 on the season. Other scores we've got in for you, we'll take a look at the girls' finals we've got tonight. Rossville tonight over Atchison. The final in that one is 63-25 tonight. Also then in the Twin Valley League tonight, it's Troy over Blue Valley, 41-39. Centralia tops off Washington County by a score of 49-4. Clifton Clyde, 20-point winners over Wetmore tonight by a score of 48-28. And it is Valley Heights tonight. They defeat Donovan West by a score of 53-36, and Valley Heights, they remain undefeated so far here on this young season. In the Northeast Kansas League then, it is ACCHS over Horton on the road, 62-33. McLeod tonight, 10-point winners over Oskaloosa, 38-28. And Jackson Heights, Lady Cobras are 5-0. They get the win over JCN, 42-22. Marysville tonight takes care of Chapman, 45-30. It is Fall City Sacred Heart winning big over HTRS, 53-24, and Fall City, the Tigers, win over Plattsmouth, 52-10. Boys finals, again, it is Atchison tonight over Rossville, 47-40, the final there. Atchison gets to 4-2. The Phoenix improve their record. Also then tonight in the Twin Valley League, Centralia over Washington County, 48-33, a final score. Clifton Clyde, a little correction on that score. Clifton Clyde gets a win here tonight to improve to 4-0. Donovan West tonight over Valley Heights, 56-53. That game took double overtime, but D. West gets their second win of the season. And also tonight, getting to 4-0 on the year is Hanover, as they defeat Onega by a score of 57-31. Other boys' finals then tonight, Oskaloosa by 2 over McLeod by a score of 27-25, and Jefferson County North over Jackson Heights, 57-34. Marysville-Chapman tonight, that game in the NCKL had to be postponed. And then in Nebraska tonight, it is the Irish of Fall City Sacred Heart winning big over HTRS, 64-33. Fall City Tigers, though, they would fall to Plattsmouth, 60, Fall City 38, a boys' final. Well, stay tuned. Our Lukert Chiropractic and Wellness Game Ball recipient. We've got to pick that and also run down the scores again as we get set to wrap up again this final show here in 2021. That's coming up here on the Community National Bank High School Scoreboard Show.
We are having such a good hair day.
Selfie time!
Oh, that reminds me.
That's not a selfie.
I'm taking a picture of this check I just got. With my institution's mobile deposit app, the money goes straight into my free Kasafa checking account.
So, a check selfie?
A shelfie?
Oh, no, not a thing.
With state-of-the-art Kasafa checking, you get cash rewards and nationwide ATM withdrawal fee refunds every month you qualify.
Ask for Kasafa at Community National Bank, member FDIC. Qualifications and rules apply. See institution for details.
Did you know that 20% of small business startups in Kansas close before their first year ends? I am Carly Fletcher with BNP Propane in Houlton. This holiday season and the start of 2022, I want to encourage listeners to support your local businesses and your community. By supporting your local businesses, you are supporting local youth, local churches, and local charities. Let's create waves of support for those small businesses because they give back to our communities, pay local taxes, and support our small towns. Let's not take them for granted. BNP Propane is proud to be a small business in Kansas, and this holiday season and into 2022, we will be shopping local.
Hello, this is Dr. Brett Lukert from Lukert Chiropractic and Wellness. Nutrition is so important when it comes to our health. This is why I became a certified chiropractic wellness practitioner. Patients need to be educated on how to eat healthy and how to avoid toxic inflammatory foods because every time we eat, we're either converting our food to energy or storing it as fat. Foods that cause high blood sugar ultimately are what lead to obesity and diabetes. But these conditions are treatable and often reversible with proper nutritional intervention. Call Lukert Chiropractic and Wellness at 284-0088. To learn how today.
Ron Kirk's Body Shop in Houlton. We've been taking the dents out of accidents since 1983. From collision to paintless dentless repair, window tinting, frame adjustments, auto painting, and glass repair, we do it all. Ron Kirk's professional service also includes local pickup and delivery and the handling of insurance paperwork. We take pride as a locally owned business of getting you back on the road in no time. But the best part of our job is the friends we make by accident. Ron Kirk's Body Shop in Houlton, Kansas.
Denison State Bank, putting your interest at heart.
These days it seems every bank you see is changing its name. Not so at Denison State Bank. Our name hasn't changed since the day we were founded in 1901. We remain locally owned, locally operated, and locally focused.
Denison State Bank, putting your interest at heart.
Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
And one final time here in 2021, Seth Tollefson here with you, along with Kurt Kilman in studios answering the phones, trying to find scores. I appreciate his help here on the show here tonight and each and every Friday night he's with us. So thank you, Kirk, again for your work. Also want to thank all of the play-by-play guys helping get ready for the show, not only getting us scores, but also they got a lot of connections out there in Northeast Kansas with all the coaches and families that they've been covering for a long, long time, and they're able to get us all kinds of information that we need for the show. So appreciate, again, all of the, again, play-by-play guys here on the MSC Sports Network, again, with their help with the show as well. Well, coming up, we've got the Lukert Chiropractic and Wellness Game Ball recipient. A lot of nominees here tonight for both the girls and boys, so excited to run down those lists for you and pick our winners here tonight. We'll do that coming up here in just a minute, but before we do, let's real quick again run down the scores for you. We'll take a look at all the girls' finals again one more time. Rossville tonight defeats Atchison at home, 63-25. In the Twin Valley League, Troy over Blue Valley, 41-39. Centralia tops Washington County, 49-4. It is Clifton Clyde tonight taking care of Wetmore, a final score of 48-28. Valley Heights over Donovan West then in this girls' game, as Valley Heights gets to 5-0. They defeat Donovan West by a score of 53-36. In the Big 7 League tonight, it is Nemaha Central winning the girls' game 35-25 over Royal Valley. Hiawatha survives at home over Houlton 39-36. Jeff West tonight, winners at Sabetha, as the girls for the Tigers win 45-24, and the Lady Cyclones of Riverside over Perry Lecompton 41-30. In the Northeast Kansas League, ACCHS defeats Horton tonight 62-33. It is McLouth over Oskaloosa 38-28. That's a final in the Northeast Kansas League. And another girls team goes to 5-0 in the NEKL. That is Jackson Heights as they knock off Jefferson County North 42-22. In the North Central Kansas League, Marysville 15-point winners tonight on the road as the Lady Bulldogs win this one 45-30 to get back to an even 500 at 3-3. In Nebraska tonight, it is the Lady Irish of Falls City Sacred Heart taking care of business over HTRS as they win it 53-24. Also tonight, we've got Falls City over Plattsmouth by a score of 52-10. Again, that final, the Lady Tigers over Plattsmouth. Boys finals then tonight, the Phoenix get a 9-point win at Rossville as Atchison improves to 4-2 tonight. They win on the road by a final score this evening of 49-40. One other boys final in the Twin Valley League, it is Troy. They get their second win of the year, defeating Blue Valley by a score of 61-46. Centralia then was winning tonight, and they were able to hold on over Washington County. They win this one 48-33. Also tonight, then in double overtime, Donovan West takes care of Valley Heights 56-53. Mustangs, that's their second win of the season. And then rounding out scores in the TVL Hanover tonight, over Onega, 57-31 is your final score. Again, the Wildcats tonight get to 4-0 with a win over the Buffaloes. In the Big 7 League, it's Royal Valley over Nemaha Central, 61-53. Holton defeats Hiawatha tonight on the road, 68-52. Jeff West would get the split with the winning the boys game over Jeff West, 53-25. And Perry LeCompton, they win over Riverside at home tonight, 65-23. A couple of scores from the Northeast Kansas League tonight. Oskaloosa over McLouth, 27-25. And it is Jefferson County North tonight. They defeat Jackson Heights, 57-34. That Marysville-Chapman game, we mentioned that, was postponed. And then in Nebraska tonight, Falls City Sacred Heart gets a win over HTRS, 64-33. But it's Plattsmouth tonight from up near Nebraska City. Plattsmouth tonight wins 60-38. Over Falls City. Again, a final score from Nebraska.
Sometimes you gotta do what you gotta do.
Let's go! Come on!
At Lucre Chiropractic and Wellness in Sabetha, one of our specialties is providing sports chiropractic and rehab to Northeast Kansas. Just as we strive for excellent patient results, we want to recognize excellent performances from our area athletes. Welcome to tonight's game ball presentation.
All right, let's give out the boys' game ball first, shall we? We got some good ones in the girls that I'm excited to tell you about. So we're going to start with our boys' game ball nominees here tonight. We're going to start with a game from Tuesday night. Frankfurt's Samuel Gross says he had 17 points, also picked up 8 rebounds for Frankfurt. That a game from Tuesday. Tonight it was Holton's Matt Lears. He had a good ball game, a lot of points, and again, he's kind of been struggling, so tonight he kind of turned it on as Holton was able to score a lot of points tonight, thanks in part again to Matt Lears and their win over Hiawatha. Speaking of Hiawatha, putting up 23 points in a losing effort and honestly keeping Hiawatha in that game for a good chunk of it, Joel Bryant went off tonight. He had 23 points in a losing effort. Perry LeCompton's Gunner Ball tonight in a losing effort, also putting up 20 tonight. But our game ball recipient for our guys here tonight, K.J. Miller, again, put the Panthers on his back tonight, and that's a huge win for Royal Valley to get to 5-0. Royal Valley needed all of K.J. Miller tonight, 22 points. That, again, possibly the difference in that ball game, especially with Gunner Ball having such a good game. That had to have been a very fun game to watch if you were there. But our Lucre Chiropractic and Wellness game ball recipient for our boys tonight, K.J. Miller, Royal Valley had 22 points. Lots of nominees tonight for the ladies, as it was Valley Falls' Emma Jungenberg on Tuesday putting up 15 points. She had 9 rebounds as well. Tonight, Darcy Lears from Hiawatha with their win over Holton. She had 10 points. Also then, Addie Holthouse over of Nemaha Central, 14 points, 8 rebounds tonight. So a very balanced performance for Nemaha Central's Addie Holthouse. Jackson Heights' Canyon Oberding had 18 points, and the Cobras win. Taylor Weiser for Riverside put up 17 points as well for the Lady Cyclones. And then we've got for ACCHS, Natalia Nitz with 18 points. She also had 6 threes in this game. But not to be outdone, the Tigers also had a big night. And our game ball recipient is Addison Schletzbaum. The Tiger, Lady Tiger, had 5 threes of her own. 31 points for the Lady Tiger tonight. Again, our Lucre Chiropractic and Wellness game ball recipient for the girls tonight is Addison Schletzbaum, again for the ACCHS Tigers. Well, real quick, before we get off the airwaves here tonight with the scoreboard show, I want to remind you, we do have one more local high school game to bring you on Monday on KNZA 103.9 FM, as Donovan West will be at Valley Falls for a doubleheader. We'll have coverage of that for you on 103.9 KNZA, but that will be it for 2021. We'll take the winter break again with the teams. We're going to have a two-week break for the scoreboard show, and then we'll come back once the teams get back up and going on Friday nights in January. Taking a look at what's coming up here this weekend, of course, the Chiefs played last night, huge win over the Chargers, a little Mahomes magic, and a lot of Travis Kelce going a long way for the Chiefs in their win last night down in Los Angeles. So tonight, high school basketball. Tomorrow, we don't really have any sports going on. Coming up on Sunday, K-State will be at Nebraska at 4 o'clock. Again, that game will start at 4 between the Huskers and the Wildcats. Men's basketball on both 92.1 and 103.9. Kind of a sneak peek into next week. Like I said, we've got that game on Monday on KNZA. On Tuesday, there is a game on our sister station, KARE 93.7. ACCHS will be at Pleasant Ridge. Again, on at KMZA and KNZA. K-State basketball again for the Wildcats as they take on McNeese State, as that will be at 6 o'clock. Again, we mentioned the Chiefs played last night, so no Chiefs football. Clear up until December 26th, right after, again, Christmas, as the Chiefs will be taking on Ben Roethlisberger and the Steelers, and what will be a huge game. The Chiefs, again, with 2 games up on the Chargers, and really every game a big game for the Chiefs, and that game, again, against Pittsburgh will be another big one coming up on the 26th. Coverage on KMZA 92.1 FM will be at 2 o'clock here in about 9 days. Well, that's going to do it here for tonight. Again, I'd like to thank Kurt Kilman again here in studios for all of his work and all of the guys here on the MSC Sports Network. I'd also like to thank all of you, the listeners, for tuning in each and every week here to the show. So until 2022, have a great holiday season, everyone.
Thanks for listening to the Community National Bank Local High School Scoreboard Show here on the MSC Sports Radio Network. Don't forget, for all the final scores, area standings, schedules, and more, visit our website, mscsports.net. This Community National Bank Local High School Scoreboard Show has also been brought to you by BMP Propane and Knotty Pine Oil Company of Holton, Knights of Columbus Insurance, Kirby Schmelsley, by Blue Valley Technologies, the Denison State Banks in Holton, Hoyt, Meriden, and Topeka, Honeyman Ford in Seneca, by Ag Partners Cooperative, Sunflower Community Credit Union in Marysville, by Ron Kirk's Body Shop in Holton, Lukert Chiropractic and Wellness of Sabetha, Giant Communications, McDonald's in Hiawatha and Seneca, by Edward Jones with offices in Hiawatha, Sabetha, and Holton, by S&S Automotive in Seneca, and Commercial Tire Solutions.